The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, a campaign seeking standalone legislation for spiking is being launched amid concerns that such incidents are not being accounted for in data collection and are on the rise. Well, Mary Crilly is CEO of the Sexual Violence Centre Cork, who are launching this campaign, and she joins me on the line now. You're very welcome to the programme,
Mary. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Can you explain the issue around how spiking data is being collected?
It is not being collected, and as we say, if it's not counted, it doesn't count. Like, I'm in the sexual violence centre, as you know, over 40 years, and I remember even back then coming across the issue of spiking, and the same argument comes up again, that young girls or young people are, as if they're the only people who have been spiked, and they're not actually, are taking stuff and then they're calling it spiking. It's become a big issue. It's become a situation where we opened a spiking hub a couple of years ago. And I know if I'm to report back on anything or get a questionnaire in, I kind of tend to say, oh, I'll do it after, and then I mightn't do it. Whereas nearly 300 people got onto a spiking hub to let us know what happened to them or what their experience was in a venue or a certain venue. So I think I take that quite seriously, because people don't do that lightly. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, we've come across, say, people who know they've been spiked, and nothing has happened to them. And I think there's people going around doing it for a laugh, as well as people doing it so they can get somebody in a very vulnerable position so they can sexually assault them. There's also about 50% who think this is hilarious. You know, a young guy at the bar, maybe not great at socialising, and they think, let's annoy him, let's wind him up and spike him and just see what happens for the laugh. Like, I think the people who are doing this feel very entitled and don't care about the consequences. And the consequences are quite huge. You know, we've met people who say they're not going out anymore and they won't go out for months, or they feel, how did I let this happen? I was around a table with friends. And that kind of says it all, because there's always somebody around your table who's going to do it.
So people are left feeling very vulnerable after it, very isolated.
I'm very scared and very stupid and very wondering, like, what did happen? And then when they do approach somebody, it's kind of like, sure, maybe you drank too much, you know, because there is no testing. Now, in fairness, the hospitals, if you're brought to a hospital, they want to keep you alive. That's their role, going to a busy, you know, hospital, and they don't do this kind of tests. So you get a result back to say, this is what you're given. They can't do it. If you go into a sexual assault treatment unit, they take tests for forensic medical examinations for the criminal investigation. So you don't get the results back. So one of our plans, as well as trying to get legislation in place, is to start a pilot of testing in Cork. Now, people might say, why do you need legislation? There is old poisoning legislation. And over my years, I've heard so many things about, you can't prove this, you can't prove that. Like, can you imagine 43 years ago trying to talk about sexual assault or child abuse, or especially boys being abused? We were told, no, that didn't happen and you can't prove it. So thankfully, at this stage of my life, I'm able to leave that aside and just say, let's look for a solution. Wouldn't it be amazing if it came up that we did loads of testing and we realised that it's not really happening? I'd be charmed to find that. But it's about, you know, enough talk. We want a bit of action now.
Mary, you don't have data that it is not collated, but there are some Garda figures which show that there were almost 190 incidents of spiking reported to them between January 2022 and December 2025. But what you seem to be suggesting there, in terms of what you're seeing, is that this figure is much higher.
It is much higher. And I think, in fairness to the guards, they don't necessarily collect it. And I know they went through Pulse, and if spiking showed up, that's how their count was done. So it's a matter of us all getting together, instead of blaming one or the other and saying, well, you're not doing this properly, getting together and let's see what we can do. Let's start counting. Let's get legislation in place. You know yourself, you worked a lot on the stalking stuff over the years, and I know you informed a lot of people about the stalking legislation. Now, before that, we were told there's already legislation in place. But since it became a standalone crime, more people are reporting. We've been in district court of people getting orders because they had something tangible to hold on to and say, what you're doing to me is a crime.
And you're saying that people who are the victims of spiking don't necessarily see it as a crime because there isn't this standalone legislation.
And what I find, what gives me great hope, is young people who, and, you know, if I go into a room of parents or anything, they all know somebody who's been spiked. You know, men are telling me about being spiked in their 40s. They're telling me about their friends being spiked. you know, it happens to everybody. What gives me hope, though, is that, you know, these balls that the MTU people and the UCC love, they love their balls in Cork anyway. And one big hotel where they all happen, a couple of years ago, we put up posters on spiking. Now, I'm not into kind of cover your drink. That doesn't work, especially if you're around a table with friends, because they say, what's your problem? It's only us here. And it also puts responsibility on them. So the posters we have everywhere, and I'd love them everywhere, and we're quite willing to give them to anybody who wants, is don't spike. Don't spike, don't spike. And nothing happened in that year around spiking at those balls. And since then, that particular hotel would say, you're very welcome to come here, but bring the posters, because there's more awareness, more watching. I think when people like this have been watched, they won't do it.
We have so a text coming in here, Mary, saying this is such important legislation. We hear of people being spiked every weekend. Can we look at best practice in other EU countries? So what are they doing elsewhere?
Well, what they're doing, first of all, they're doing testing and they're counting and they're kind of making people aware in different bars and different venues. Like those venues who say to me, we know it's happening, Mary, but not here. Like Electric Picnic, we have a campaign, Safe Gigs, where we go to all the festivals and all the venues and this kind of thing. We'll be with Festival Republic, and we have them. I'd love to get Aiken Promotions now to invite us to all their gigs. But they're allowing us this year at all the festivals to do piloting on spiking, to do petitions, to put it up everywhere. And I find that really positive, because it's a bit of action, kind of saying, we know what happens, let's start counting. And that's where we start. But one thing I do know from all my time is, if we don't do this together, really together, change doesn't happen.
Now, currently, you know, spiking, Mary, I mean, there is some legislation there, because obviously the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act back in 1997, that would cover it. But the programme for government, they do promise the introduction of stronger laws to combat spiking drinks. What are you hearing from the minister on this?
Well, I'm hearing that he is interested in doing something and maybe getting testing in hospital, but has really pushed it forward is Seamus McGrath, the TD in Cork. He's really proactive in it, and that's what we all need to do. Just get proactive and see, look, this is happening. We don't want this to happen to our parents, you know, our friends, our daughters, our sons, because it's not just happening to young girls. And can you imagine the devastation of finding yourself somewhere after being knocked out for a few hours? It really destroys your life. And I think to catch the people who are doing it in groups for the laugh, just really to stop them in their tracks.
Do we know, have there been many convictions here for this, Mary?
No, because, I mean, the old legislation you're using at the moment is about poison and it's about how to prove this, that or the other, where I think it can all be simplified and changed. And there's really good people out there who can work on the legislation in a way that I can't. You know, it's not my area of expertise. And that's how we will change things, by working together with others who can do that part of it, and we'll do the research. And we'd love people to get onto our spiking hub or contact the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork and support us in whatever way you can. If you want posters, if you want information, if you want us. I'm really determined, even though I'm due to retire from the running of the centre at the end of August, but I'm keeping all this kind of stuff on to try and change culture, try and make a difference, try and, do you know, I mean, everybody deserves to go out and have a good time and go home.
And to feel,
you know, maybe
safe.
Haven't drank too much, but not have this kind of horror over them about what happened, or parents wondering, where's my daughter? She's always home by now. Or where's my son? This isn't like him. You know, to kind of stop that and put things in place. That's where I'm coming from.
Mary Crilly, CEO of the Sexual Violence Centre Cork, thank you for speaking to us on that legislation. It's definitely something we will keep an eye on here on the programme. If you have any thoughts on it, I'd love to hear from you. If you have been actually the victim of spiking, were you willing to come forward? Did you report it to the Gardaí? Were you tested? What happened to that complaint? I think Mary is probably right. It's not an issue we've really got to grasp with in this country yet. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number here.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.